No, go ahead. What's your question?
I was going to say, since I don't have my own website at the moment, what would come up when they look up? Would it either be the Home Advisor website?
Oh, good question. Yes, let me grab the details about what they would see as well as the pricing. I've got Paul here now, so let me get him to do that rate reduction, and I'll get that question answered too. Hang on here.
Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your business, being that it's a young company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good so far, yeah.
Wonderful. So, you know, I have your file here in front of me. In fact, I noticed there's a Facebook page for your business, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And the email address on there is dannylsantiago.414@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
And is Danny your first name?
Yes.
It is. Santiago is your last name, right?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
So, you know, you've got a Facebook page, which is wonderful, but I think you asked Tara if what would show when someone looks, right? Now,
yeah.
we would actually want you to have a .com website for people to see.
Yeah.
Your Facebook page will be attached to it, you know, and she also attached a Home Advisor, Angie Leads. Is that a service that's working for you? Do you like it? I mean, are you getting jobs from it?
Yeah, it's working fine right now and getting me good outreach, but it's definitely like something that started me out. I do plan on getting a website for my own, like advertising.
Fine. Well, that's what we would do here for you. And the reason I'm asking you if you like the Angie Leads is, you know, we would of course link your Facebook page to your website. And if it's a service that you plan to continue with, the Angie Leads, or if, I mean, you've got, looks like 3 5-star reviews on there. Even if you decided to stop paying for leads or wanted to keep your leads paused, as of course you can do, I believe you've got the profile page active because you paid like an annual or maybe even a quarterly membership. So the reason I was even asking is if it's something you wanted us to do, we could have the Angie Leads profile page as a clickable link on your website, the same that we would do for Facebook. So anything that you've got working for you right now would continue to work for you, only it would reach a much larger target audience. You know, not everyone uses Facebook, not everyone uses Angie Leads, but, you know, pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine, and we'll list you on Bing as well. In fact, you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories. If you didn't already have that Facebook page, we would have created one for you. Yelp, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We would create the content the search engines search for, and of course, all of them equally important to Google. All of them will be talking about your services and your service area, reinforcing the fact that you provide those services. And that's what's going to get you found in that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And you'll be showing up there for your customers to pick up the phone and call you directly. So it's not like the Angie Leads. You know, there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing that lead down or fighting it out with your competitors. Living, breathing human beings who need your services will simply see you as a top option without already knowing the name of your business. Of course, they're going to look for, you know, plumbing or drywall repair or painting, pressure washing, lawn care, any of the services that you provide. They might even just type in property or home improvement and your business can pop up. They would see the .com website that we would build. Now, because, you know, of course, the calls will come directly to you after they see that website, so they're very interested in hiring you at that point. By the time they decide to call you, they already saw something that they liked. They're hoping you answer the phone, that you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, because you are a young company, you actually qualify for reduced pricing. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. That being said, as long as you choose to use the service, this reduced rate still does apply. Now, you're basically servicing the greater Milwaukee metro area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would want you to stand out amongst your competition. I would think that, you know, using that Facebook page that you've already got, we should include paid Facebook ads to get you found quickly, get your phone ringing, get you another way for people to find you and call you. With the Facebook ads included at a flat rate, you're looking at exactly $299.00. That's with the paid Facebook ads, but I think that would benefit you, being that you're in a densely populated area with a lot of competition. Without the Facebook ads, you're looking at still the Milwaukee area, but you're looking at $199 as a fixed flat rate. But I think, you know, running those Facebook ads would definitely help you, you know, get you another job here and there, and certainly more than pay for itself. That, either way, it's a flat rate. It's 50% off the cost of the service. So you'd see that savings every single month. Now, of course, you would get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. And like I said, we could do a $199 campaign without the Facebook ads, but I think the Facebook ads would more than pay for themselves and would be worth doing. $299 with the Facebook ads included. Of course, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. How far you really want to go for the work, how much work you can take on, of course, what the budget allows. But it looks like you've got a crew, so you can certainly handle more business. At least on the surface, which of those two campaigns do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
This time around, I think without the Facebook ad, I think I do pretty good.
You're a young company, right? You're just getting things started here officially. You've got experience working for other people. Well, you know, the local campaign is going to get your phone ringing. It will get you in that local map or that pack that pops up right near the top of the page. And, of course, you'll get those phone calls directly to you. The one thing that I didn't mention is that the website's actually going to be included, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. And we can use photos that you've already got, either photos off of your Facebook page or other photos that you have. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included as well. Looks like there's really not a lot of content on that Facebook page. But as we send you more jobs, you can take photos of those jobs, and we would add those photos to the website. You currently have some photos, though, right? Like before and after photos of some of the work that you've done?
I'm in the process of, like, just editing to be able to put on the website. But I was also going to ask, how would I get a hold of you guys to upload photos to the website and everything, since you guys handle all the maintenance and everything?
Yeah, so you will get a very, you'll get a dedicated, we call it your client dashboard. So, of course, with that, you'll be able to log into your account. You'll be able to update content. You can add photos to it. Or, of course, we would do that for you as well. Now, you can either email them to us, or you can continue to send them.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm still here. So in the beginning, we're going to ask you to email those photos to us, but after that, if you like, you can upload those through your tracking and reporting system, your client dashboard.
Okay.
Now, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call, and also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
This is my mobile phone. I unfortunately don't have a business phone yet at the moment, but this is the phone I'll respond to everything on.
Okay. Yeah, and if you ever get a business number, you know, obviously we would update that information. There's no additional cost for us to update that. And then, of course, I've got that email address. That DannyLSantiago.414@gmail.com, that's a good email address for you?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom, no physical address, no brick-and-mortar location that we would be promoting for your business online?
Correct. Yeah, I just I always show up to the client.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if you had a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, you know, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Since you don't typically see customers come to you, you'll just be listed city and state, not even a physical zip code, and certainly not that street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Danny, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to build out the website and to create all that content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I would do, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Danny, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service as a fixed rate, that we're including the website for you, etc. You know, I am actually required to read that voice verification before I even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing that I want to do here for you, because you've got that Angie profile, let's see, there's a promo code in our system. Where is it? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm adding, and it is not specifically for the Angie lead, because obviously, you know, my company has nothing to do with them or with their business model of selling you leads, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, the setup fee is not for the website. Like I said, I would include the website at no additional cost, but the setup fee is there for the 70 directories that we have to create, the time, the resources, in many cases, the direct cost that we incur to create the content necessary to get you on that first page. That one-time setup fee would otherwise be, well, it could be as high as $299. I might sometimes take 20, 30, even 50% off of that setup fee. But in this case, being that you're a younger company, and I know that that Angie leads, well, that service can be a little expensive, paying for leads. I actually want to take $200 off of your setup fee, take two-thirds off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the first month, and every month after that, of course, it's just that flat rate of $199. Now, give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay, Danny, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Santiago, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Danny, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Santiago's Home Improvement.
Santiago's Home Improvement. Improvements or improvement?
Improvement.
With the S? Improvement. Okay, I gotcha. The answer is With an S at the end, Home Improvements. Okay. The Andrews has actually got you a Santiago's Property Improvements, but we'll make that Home Improvements for you. And then, Danny, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm sorry?
Please state your name and your title with the business.
Danny Santiago, owner.
The owner. Okay, and Mr. Santiago, as the owner of Santiago's Home Improvements, Danny, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right? You make all the decisions for your company, right?
Yeah.
Of course, of course. And then, Danny, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Santiago, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course, okay. Well, Danny, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Danny, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, Danny, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We're already aware of the Angie leads as well as Facebook. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. In fact, we can link those to your website. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Danny, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Santiago, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee with the website included, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, Danny, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 27th of September, in the very discounted total amount of $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month at the further reduced rate of $199.00. And that $199, again, Danny, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Danny, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Santiago, is also included at no additional cost. which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. And of course, our services are offered completely at will. There is no contract month to month. So that, of course, means that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You may do so by simply contacting our client support team. Danny, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Santiago, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Danny, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Danny, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
The Visa card.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Your name. And is it Danny Santiago, or is the middle initial on there?
The middle initial is Danny Santiago.
The L is on there. Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. Danny, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. It's going to be 4094.
Mm-hmm.
4110.
Yes, sir.
0014.
Okay.
1265.
Did you say 1265 or 1255?
65.
65, okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0325.
03 of 2025, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
624.
624. So I've got 624, 624 on the back, and March or 03 of 2025 for the expiration date. Danny, was the card itself 4094, 4110, 0014, 1265?
Yes.
Does that bill at the 1446 South 81st Street, 53214?
Yes.
And that is your residence, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that address on the Angie leads. Like I said, though, your address won't appear anywhere online. And then in the next minute or so, through our automated system, Danny, you're going to receive a confirmation email, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The client support phone number, you'll get a confirmation email through our automated system. It's got the client support phone number. It's got the hours of operation on there, the email address to contact support by email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now. Our automated system will send it to you in about a minute or so to your email address. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, and that's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. And, of course, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Danny, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, Mr. Santiago, is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like the next hour is actually available, so we could do as early as 11 o'clock, Looks like we're booked up at 5. That would normally be the last one, but we could still do 4. There's a couple of spots in between 11 and 4. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 4, or somewhere in the middle?
Danny? Something as late as 4.
As late as 4. So that would be the last one that's available today. The 5 o'clock is booked out. But it would get to you maybe 4:15, something like that. You know, it's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. At 3 o'clock, you'll get through our automated system a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled for that 4 o'clock hour. And then I'm also going to send you right now a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I actually got the email and the text message.
Okay, both. So the text message goes where we need it to go. The email has, of course, the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash, etc. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, and the blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on that, it goes to where the text message should automatically go, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah, I clicked the page. It's showing the services and everything, the directory submissions.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. Of course, we'll optimize both Google and Bing. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, Danny, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So it is case sensitive. The middle initial of L is included, but do not put a period after the L. And if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Danny L. Santiago in that box, capital D, capital L, capital S, and just the space surrounding the L and no period after the L, you would be able to click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website for you at no additional cost. It's also going to allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Okay. So I can give you the username. There's no password set just yet. In fact, you can stop there. The reason it's even asking you to do that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. We will, of course, need to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll get by text and email both the username and the default password that you can use to access your account, and then if you choose, you can change the password once you log in. I can give you the username, though, that has already been created and it cannot be changed. It is easy, though, for you to remember. It is just the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 414-5555. 559-0545. That is going to be the username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the email address that you'll receive as well. Please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. And then we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to the support@localsplash.com email address when they do the client interview in the 4 o'clock hour today. They'll give you photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com email, so you can email those photos directly to the photos team if you like. But like I said, you can send anything and everything to the support email. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that call in that 4 o'clock hour, but I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, looking forward to getting that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Been a real pleasure speaking with you, Danny. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. I don't always get both on the call. Sometimes I get neither. But it's always good to speak with someone who has been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly were that. So I appreciate your kindness. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and expect that phone call coming to you in that 4 o'clock hour, just a few minutes after 4.
All right.
All righty, Danny. Thanks a lot, Mr. Santiago. You have a wonderful day, sir.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.